Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall as we talk fake meat in just a moment.
Experienced conservative Republican for governor, Mick Cornett.
Let's be honest for a moment. Oklahoma is not okay. We're struggling. Problems with the legislature, the budget, taxes, and our economy. Our kids are not getting the education they deserve. Now, we can't fix it all overnight, but we can fix it. As mayor of Oklahoma City, we added 100,000 jobs, 10,000 new businesses, passed 14 straight balanced budgets, increased the rainy day fund, earned the highest possible bond rating. When was the last time you heard those words used to describe our state government? I've been called the most conservative big city mayor in America, but you can't just talk conservative. You've got to produce, like we did in Oklahoma City.
Do it again, Mick.
Do it again, Mick.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Mick Cornett, 2018.
We caught up with our friend Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office this last week at the Mid-Year Summer Cattle Business Meeting in Denver. And one of the topics that we talked to a lot of people about, including Colin, was this issue of fake meat and who should be regulating this particular product when it eventually gets to the marketplace.
The bottom line for us is we have to ensure that the lab-grown product is regulated. And right now, it's not. So that's a great opportunity for us to work with President Trump, the White House, to make sure that we get USDA in that loop, because we continue to hear from these lab-grown fake meat companies that they want to operate in the meat space and their product is, from a DNA standpoint, exactly like meat. Well, if that's the case, then they need to be regulated like meat. If they're the same as meat, that means that they have the same issue with pathogens. So that's why USDA is a great agency, because they have the experience there. And also, it's about making sure there's a level playing field here. If they want to operate in the meat space, and they need to be treated like all of us in the meat space. So we're putting pressure on the president to ensure that the Food Safety Inspection Service at USDA has the primary jurisdiction and not FDA.
Why is FDA trying to so aggressively go after this?
They believe that since it's based on technology and innovation, that they should have the primary responsibility. That really is their push. We like innovation. We like new technology. But as we continue to talk to these companies, they make it clear that when you look at it from a true cellular standpoint, it is meat. So if that's the case, as we said, they are exposed to all the same pathogens that we are then. And so that's why FSIS needs to have that primary jurisdiction, because they have experience dealing with those pathogens. They know what to look for. They also know how the meat industry works. So I think that's why one of the reasons why we want to make sure that USDA has that primary jurisdiction.
How far out are we from seeing these actually commercially released, you think?
You know, we're probably still a couple of years yet, but that's why we need to start now. We don't want to find ourselves in the situation that our friends in the dairy industry did when it comes to the nomenclature of almond milk, et cetera. Now, they've had some good things on that front with Administrator Gottlieb at FDA saying that the rules don't necessarily allow for that. That's something we can also play off of, but it took them 20 years to get to that point. Well, we can't wait 20 years to make sure that USDA is regulating this product and also that we can protect the term beef.
The other part of this equation is the plant-based proteins that are out there with the meat substitutes. I guess at this point, FDA really does have jurisdiction over them at this time.
They do, and we're not fighting that, because that's where it has been. That's where it should be, because it is a plant-based product. It is not a meat a type of product, but there is an issue with FDA as well, and that is in the enforcement of their standards of identity or the nomenclature that's used. There are some of the products out there. Beyond Meat, for example, is using a Beyond Beefy product. We need to make sure they can't do that, and the rules would prevent them from doing that, but FDA is not enforcing the rules. So just yet another reason why on the lab-grown side, we want USDA at the helm, because FDA just doesn't have a good track record of enforcing the rules that they already have on the books.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in charge of their D.C. office, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.